Advice to Chahanna, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Rajagaha in the bamboo grove, the squirrel's feeding ground. Now at that time the venerable Sariputta, Mahachunda and Chahanna were staying on the Vulture's Peak Mountain. Now at that time Venerable Chahanna was sick, suffering, gravely ill. Then in the late afternoon, Venerable Sariputta came out of retreat, went to Venerable Mahachunda and said to him, "Come, Reverend Chunda, let's go to see Venerable Chahanna and ask about his illness." "Yes, Reverend," replied Mahachunda. And then Sariputta and Mahachunda went to see Chahanna and exchanged greetings with him. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, they sat down to one side. Then Sariputta said to Chahanna, "I hope you're keeping well, Reverend Chahanna. I hope you're all right. I hope that your pain is fading, not growing, that its fading is evident, not its growing." "Reverend Sariputta, I'm not keeping well. I'm not all right. The pain is terrible and growing, not fading. Its growing is evident, not its fading. The winds piercing my head are so severe, it feels like a strong man drilling into my head with a sharp point. The pain in my head is so severe, it feels like a strong man tightening a tough leather strap around my head. The winds piercing my belly are so severe, it feels like a deft butcher or their apprentice is slicing my belly open with a meat cleaver. The burning in my body is so severe, it feels like two strong men grabbing a weaker man by the arms to burn and scorch him on a pit of glowing coals. I'm not keeping well. I'm not all right. The pain is terrible and growing, not fading. Its growing is evident, not its fading. Reverend Sariputta, I will slit my wrists. I don't wish to live. Please don't slit your wrists. Venerable Chahanna, keep going. We want you to keep going. If you don't have any suitable food, we'll find it for you. If you don't have suitable medicine, we'll find it for you. If you don't have a capable carer, we'll find one for you. Please don't slit your wrists. Venerable Chahanna, keep going. We want you to keep going." "Reverend Sariputta, it's not that I don't have suitable food or suitable medicine or a capable carer. Moreover, for a long time now I have served the teacher with love, not without love. For it is proper for a disciple to serve the teacher with love, not without love. You should remember this." The mendicant Chahanna slit his wrists blamelessly. "I'd like to ask you about a certain point, if you'd take the time to answer." "Ask, Reverend Sariputta. When I've heard it, I'll know." "Reverend Chahanna, do you regard the I consciousness, and things knowable by the I consciousness in this way? This is mine. I am this. This is myself. Do you regard the ear consciousness, and things knowable by ear consciousness in this way? This is mine. I am this. This is myself. Do you regard nose consciousness, and things knowable by nose consciousness in this way? This is mine. I am this. This is myself. Do you regard tongue consciousness, and things knowable by tongue consciousness in this way? This is mine. I am this. This is myself. Do you regard body consciousness, and things knowable by body consciousness in this way? This is mine. I am this. This is myself. Do you regard mind consciousness, and things knowable by mind consciousness in this way? This is mine. I am this. This is myself. Reverend Sariputta, I regard the I consciousness, and things knowable by I consciousness in this way. This is not mine. I am not this. This is not myself. I regard the ear consciousness, and things knowable by ear consciousness in this way. This is not mine. I am not this. this is not myself. I regard the nose, nose consciousness, and things knowable by nose consciousness in this way. This is not mine, I am not this, this is not myself. I regard the tongue, tongue consciousness, and things knowable by tongue consciousness in this way. This is not mine, I am not this, this is not myself. I regard the body, body consciousness, and things knowable by body consciousness in this way. This is not mine, I am not this, this is not myself. I regard the mind, mind consciousness, and things knowable by mind consciousness in this way. This is not mine, I am not this, this is not myself. Reverend Channa, what have you seen? What have you directly known in these things that you regard them in this way? This is not mine, I am not this, this is not myself. Reverend Sariputta, after seeing cessation, after directly knowing cessation in these things, I regard them in this way. This is not mine, I am not this, this is not myself. When he said this, Venerable Mahachunda said to Venerable Chahanna, So, Reverend Chahanna, you should pay close attention to this instruction of the Buddha whenever you can. For the dependent, there is agitation. For the independent, there's no agitation. When there's no agitation, there is tranquility. When there is tranquility, there's no inclination. When there's no inclination, there's no coming and going. When there's no coming and going, there's no passing away and reappearing. When there's no passing away and reappearing, there's no this world or world beyond or between the two. Just this is the end of suffering. And when Venerable Sariputta and Mahachunda had given Venerable Chahanna this advice, they got up from their seat and left. Not long after those Venerables had left, Venerable Chahanna slit his wrists. Then Sariputta went up to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side and said to him, Sir, Venerable Chahanna has slit his wrists. Where has he been reborn in his next life? Sariputta, didn't the mendicant Chahanna declare his blamelessness to you personally? Sir, there is a Wajian village named Puba with Chahanna, where Chahanna had families with whom he was friendly, intimate and familiar. The mendicant Chahanna did indeed have such families, but this is not enough for me to call someone blameworthy. When someone lays down this body and takes up another body, I call them blameworthy. But the mendicant Chahanna did no such thing. You should remember this. The mendicant Chahanna slit his wrists blamelessly. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, Venerable Sariputta was happy with what the Buddha said.